Welcome to Music History Monday for September 17th, 2018. I'm Bob Greenberg, and the title of today's podcast is, I don't know about you, but I've always wondered about that. Today we mark a technological event that came and went with hardly a murmur. It was 87 years ago today, on September 17th, 1931, that the RCA Victor Company demonstrated the first long playing, or LP, record to rotate at 33 and a third RPM, or rounds per minute. The demonstration took place at the Savoy Plaza Hotel in New York City. Because we need to know. The 33-story Savoy Plaza was located at 767 Fifth Avenue. It overlooked Central Park at Fifth Avenue and East 59th Street. Built at a cost of $30 million, it opened in 1927 and met the wrecking ball in 1965. The Tony location of the demonstration aside, listeners were generally unimpressed. The first 33 and 1/3 RPM records offered no significant sonic improvement over the 78 RPM records that were standard at the time. And despite the fact that more music could be packed onto a disc spinning at 33 and 1/3 RPM, the new technology eventually fizzled. It wasn't until 1948 when Columbia/CBS introduced a vastly improved 33 and 1/3 RPM LP that the new technology took off. For our information, Columbia/CBS unveiled their new record technology at New York's Waldorf Astoria on June 18, 1948. Take that, Savoy Plaza! A fascinating sidelight, one that shows just how short-sighted, presumably intelligent, corporate leaders can be. The folks at Columbia were certain in 1948 that their new LP was the record format of the future. Wanting to avoid a format war, they offered their technology to RCA Victor, which was their principal competitor. Did the nice people at RCA Victor say thank you, pay the licensing fee, and get on with the conversion to 33 and 1/3 RPM LPs? No, they did not, and it ended up costing them a fortune. Instead of using Columbia's technology, RCA came out with the 7-inch 45 RPM record in 1949, and the so-called Battle of the Speeds ensued. But despite the early profitability of 45 RPM records, it was a battle RCA was destined to lose. The maximum capacity of a 45 RPM record is 4.5 minutes per side, long enough for one song per side. What RCA did with 45s was refine an old technology, as a standard 12-inch 78 RPM record could hold between 4 and 5 minutes per side. Yes, these 45 RPM records sounded better, were cheaper, and more portable than 78s. Yes, they served a younger demographic who wanted to purchase singles, particularly during the early days of rock and roll. And yes, 45s were ideal for jukeboxes. But the standard 12-inch LP was an entirely new technology. It could hold 22 minutes of music per side, more than enough time for most symphonies or a Broadway show. And Columbia's microgroove technology assured that their discs were truly an order of magnitude better sounding than 45s. In the end, having lost tremendous market share to Columbia, RCA had to make LPs. And for our information, when they finally got around to doing it, RCA did it right. The RCA Living Stereo recordings, the so-called Shaded Dogs, released between 1958 and 1964, remain among the best-sounding recordings ever made. So, on to the title of this week's Music History Monday post. I don't know about you, but I've always wondered about that. That title refers to the record speeds themselves, 78 RPM, 45 RPM and 33 and one-third RPM. What is the significance of these speeds? Why were they chosen? With one exception, the choices were essentially random. Quick background. Until 1896, most recordings were made on cylinders. It was in 1896 that the German-born American inventor, Emil Berliner, working in his laboratory in Camden, New Jersey, the future home of RCA Victor, introduced a technique for cutting grooves into a flat disc that produced significantly better sound than cylinders. Berliner played these discs on a machine he called a gramophone, which spun at 78 RPM. Why 78 RPM? According to Patricia Heimers, the public relations director of the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, it was utterly random. Quote, the inventor, Berliner, needed a motor to drive the record player, and he found one that turned the disc at 78 RPM, although actually it was more like 78.26 RPM. It was a fluke, really. Berliner found a motor that worked at a certain speed and invented the disc to accommodate the motor, unquote. Ditto the choice by RCA in 1931 for their experimental 33 and one-third RPM records, the introduction of which we're celebrating today. According to Heimers, quote, it was essentially an arbitrary number, or more precisely, a final compromise between sound quality and length of play. It would seem that enough record players were built to accommodate 33 one-third RPM records, thanks to RCA's experiment, that when Columbia introduced its own LPs in 1948, it made sense to simply stick with a speed of 33 and a third RPM. The speed of a 7-inch 45 RPM record is the only one of the three speeds not to have been randomly chosen, but rather was arrived at scientifically by RCA. Engineers determined that the most consistent fidelity of a recorded disc occurs when the innermost recorded groove is half the diameter of the outermost recorded groove. In order to achieve these proportions, a 7-inch 45 RPM record has a label 3.5 inches in diameter. Given that RCA wanted to match the per side length of a 12-inch 78 RPM record, a speed of 45 RPM was optimal. For lots more info and blogs and vlogs and stuff about music, I would invite you to subscribe to my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/Robert Greenberg Music. Thank you.